girls and boys as they open up their toys.
The Christmas cars, manger scenes, playing carols everybody loves to sing. The season of joy, the season of wonder,
finish baking cookies. I want to have everything ready to go on Monday.
Can I take some to school for Miss Hicks?
Absolutely. You can even have first pick and wrap them up special. And I'm sure your brother will want to take some too.
Don't give him the cookies. He'll eat them on the way to school.
I'll make sure they get to his teacher. Now come on in the kitchen and let's get to work. The presents will still be here later.
I'm just trying to keep track of them all. I don't want to miss any.
You won't, I'm sure. And there'll be more to come.
Really?
See? Here's another delivery. And I bet it's more presents. I'll get the door. You make some more room under the tree. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I got a couple of packages for the Thomases.
That's us.
Wow, whose are those from?
Let's see. Oh, they're from Aunt Betty.
Your sister?
My mother's sister. She's your great aunt.
Open, open.
I don't know. Maybe we should wait till your dad and brother get back.
That'll be hours. You know how long those soccer games go on. Come on, let's open it and see what's inside.
Oh, all right, but then we have to get back to baking.
Wow, look
Keep looking.
Wow, this big one's for me. I wonder what it is.
You'll have to wait until Christmas for that one.
What's in the second box?
Oh, let's see.
There's a lot of tissue paper in here. Oh, here's a note. Dear Dot, I found this old set when I was cleaning out Grandma's house this year. It was packed away with her Christmas decorations. I don't know if you have a use for it. If not, just toss it. We have all the Christmas stuff we know what to do with. Merry Christmas. Love, Betty.
What's inside?
I don't know. Let's unwrap it. Oh, look!
What?
I remember this. It's Grandma's old nativity set.
What's a nativity set?
It's the stable where Jesus was born. It tells the story of the first Christmas.
Jesus was born in a stable?
Well, that's how the story goes. On that first Christmas, Jesus' parents couldn't find a place to stay, so they had to sleep in a stable, and that's where Jesus was born.
Weird.
This set is very old.
Well, it did belong to your mother.
Not just my mother, but my mother's mother. I remember this from when I was a little girl. My grandma and grandpa would put it right under their Christmas tree.
What else is in here?
Let's see. Oh, here's the manger where the baby slept.
Doesn't look very comfortable.
No. And here's the baby Jesus. And Mary and Joseph, his parents, and some animals.
Animals?
Well, it was a stable, you know.
Not very sanitary.
No. And here's the shepherd and some sheep. Oh, and the angel.
Angel?
Mm-hmm. This was my favorite piece. But look at all of these.
Why was it your favorite?
I used to pretend that it was flying all over the room.
Like this?
Not quite like that, but sort of. Oh, and look at this.
What? What?
This is part of an antique candle set.
Why is it with the stable?
My grandma used it to light up the nativity set. It was always on the table next to the Christmas tree.
Cool. Anything more in the box?
No, that's it. It sure has been a long time since I've seen all of these.
Are you sure there's nothing else?
I'm sure. Why? Is something missing?
Well, if it tells the story of Christmas, shouldn't Santa leave his reindeer be in there?
Oh, this came much later, and that's a different story.
There's more than one story of Christmas?
Well, yeah. The Nativity just tells the story of the first Christmas. Haven't I ever told you about that?
Nope. Christmas has always been about Santa, reindeer and snowmen and stuff.
I never told you that Jesus was part of the story?
Not really.
Hmm.
So all of these belong to my great-grandmother. Wasn't her name Dorothy?
Mm-hmm. I was named after her.
But Dad calls you Dot.
Because that's my nickname.
This set's kind of cool, even if it doesn't have Rudolph or Frosty.
The Nativity tells a totally different story.
We had
smiling.
Yes, Lord, the little bitty baby was the Son of God.
Oh, starry keeper shining.
Oh, Lord.
Moving in the heaven.
Yes, my Lord.
Stood above the stable.
Yes, Lord, the little bitty baby was the Son of God. What did she name him?
But just seeing the set brings back memories for me. I can remember playing with the angel as the candles would light up the set from the table right between Grandpa's chair and the window where they would put their little Christmas tree. My grandma would bake cookies for me and my little brother, and we'd play for hours with these pieces. He'd play with the animals and set them up in different ways, but I was fascinated by the angel. Then Grandpa would read us the story of the first Christmas, and we'd go with them to their little church. I can still smell the cookies and hear all the music that they would play.
1946. You are my most beautiful bride and the love of my life. As we celebrate the birth of our Savior, my desire is to shower you with gifts which will show you how much I love you, just as God has given us the greatest gift of all, in Jesus, because of his great love for us. I know you've had your eye on the beautiful nativity set we saw in the shop window a few weeks ago, but you understand that we can't afford it on the modest salary I make right now. Someday, but not yet. So I hope you will accept this in the meantime. I've made you a nativity set from the wood out back with my own hands. It's not as beautiful as the one you will buy someday, but it's made with love, and I give it to you with all of my heart. Use the candle included to light up the nativity set just as Jesus came to be the light of the world. As it lights our home this Christmas, my prayer is, light of hope, light of peace, all over the world, let there be harmony. Share the joy. Watch it grow. Beautiful light. Light of hope. Merry Christmas, my love. Timothy.
That's so sweet. He must have loved her so much to do that.
All these years, and I don't think that I knew that he made the nativity set.
It also seems like they know a lot more about Jesus than you and I do.
That's for sure.
I don't understand. If your grandparents knew so much about the nativity story, why did your mom or dad tell you?
I don't know. Sometimes there are things that just don't get passed down. Church was a known part of the way that my parents lived. I mean, we celebrated Christmas every year, and I have great memories of it all, but Jesus just wasn't talked about. Christmas was always about all the fun and the cookies and the presents.
Kind of like ours is today.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, there was much more to Christmas for your great-grandparents.
Out of the Bible?
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, here it is. Let's read it together. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn, a son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Watch that night.
Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
So, Mom, I understand the angels and shepherds and stuff, but who's this guy?
He's one of the kings. I think that there were three of them that came to see the baby Jesus.
How did they know about Jesus?
I guess they heard about it somehow.
Well, with all those angels celebrating, I'm sure they made lots of noise.
It was a star, I think. Here, there's more about it in the Bible. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him unto gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Cool.
The face of God. until at last we finally see the face of God.
Christmas.
But why did God do that?
I remember it was something about that he loved us and he wanted a way to be with us.
In Grandpa's letter it said, light of hope, light of peace, Lord of the world, let there be harmony. Share the joy, watch it grow, beautiful light of hope. Is light of hope Jesus?
I think so, but I'm not sure. We really need to find out more.
I wish Great-Grandpa was here so we could ask him.
Well, sweetie, in a way he is. The letter told us a lot, including where we could look for the rest of the story.
I'd like to do that.
Me too.
Can we do it together?
I would love to. Sweetie.
Yes, Mom?
Kim, I'm so sorry.
About what, Mom?
I'm sorry that I never told you any of this.
That's okay, Mom. Great-Grandpa did. Never knew, but now I feel like I do. Mom, can we put the nativity set under our tree like your great-grandparents did?
That is a great idea.
And the candle can go right here.
The light from this candle should have never burned out.
That's okay, Mom. It can start again with us. Together we'll keep it shining.
Caring heart.
particularly in as families know the true joy of Christmas, that it will ring in your hearts. We hope that as you've heard the choir sung this morning and witnessed the drama, that your heart has been stirred. I know that everyone, as you listen to something like that, there'll be certain things that stand out to you personally. The little line that stood out to me in practicing and sharing it this morning was from the song, Underneath the Tree. And what stood out to me was, all that I had hoped for, I found. And I've been thinking about that and just the hearts of the ones who were gathered here this morning. I would encourage you, if you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, that you reflect back for a few moments and think about what it was that you so longed for that was met in the Lord Jesus Christ when you trusted Him. And if you're here this morning and you never have personally placed your faith and trust in the one who died on that tree, the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would stop right now and you would consider, what is it, honestly, that my heart is longing for? What is it that I want so badly, more than anything else? Maybe it's peace. Maybe it's hope. Maybe it's forgiveness and to have the guilt of your heart dealt with. Maybe it's meaning and purpose. Whatever that longing is, maybe it's something that I didn't mention, but I can tell you that the Lord Jesus is the only one who can meet that need. There'll be many people this weekend who will celebrate the birth of Jesus of Nazareth. And they will rejoice in that. And in that, for a few moments, days, a season, they will find some peace and some hope and some freedom and some purpose and meaning and even a sense of forgiveness. But you know, so many of those people will never recognize the truth of that song that is underneath the tree. We read in 1 Peter chapter 2 that the Lord Jesus, the one who came, was born and placed in that manger, in that stable, just as the prophets had said He would be. That one bore our sins in His own body on the tree. That tree, speaking of the cross of Calvary, and that manger has no significance without the cross. And until we come to that place where we realize that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and rose again, until we come to that point and we realize that He alone is the answer to the deepest longings of our hearts, those longings are only going to be met temporarily for a few moments, a few hours, a few days, a season. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you've trusted Him as your Savior, you know this. You've experienced this. And I encourage you again to reflect on that during this Christmas season, finding that true joy of Christmas in Him. And if you've never trusted Christ, you may be very religious. You may love Christmas more than anyone here. But if you've never acknowledged to God that you are a sinner, the Bible says we all are, and that you are separated from God because of that sin, and that your only hope is the one who He sent, God in the flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came born of a virgin, lived a perfect life, went willingly to the cross as a substitutionary, as a substitute for you, dying that substitutionary death, taking your place. And you realize that that was God dying for you. And He rose again. And He says, if you'll believe on Me, that's what the Lord Jesus says, believe on Him, He will provide that forgiveness, that hope, that peace, that purpose, that joy. It will all come from Him as you know Him personally. And we encourage you, we challenge you, we plead with you to do that. We'd love to talk with you after the meeting this morning, because there's nothing more important than knowing that for all eternity you will be with the Lord Jesus. For those who aren't with the Lord Jesus for all eternity, they will be separated as they have chosen to be in this life, separated But then it will be in the lake of fire where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And the Bible talks about that. And it's serious and it's real. And God invites us to come. But only through the Lord Jesus, the crucified, buried, and risen Lord Jesus. We hope that you know Him and that you will rejoice in Him this Christmas. Let's pray. Father, we thank You this morning for the opportunity to gather together, Lord, to reflect again through songs and drama and Your Word on the birth of Your Son. Father, we thank You for the child that was born. We thank You that He was the Son who was given. Thank You that You so loved the world that You gave Your only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, we thank You for the miracle of Christmas, for the miracle of the virgin birth, for the miracle that God became a man and yet continued to be God, never sinning, and went to that cross and took our place. Thank You, Father, for Him, the sacrifice. We thank You that You raised Him from the dead. You put Your stamp of approval upon His work. And Father, You allowed us to be here this morning and this Christmas 2007. You've allowed us to be here and to think again about the invitation where the Lord Jesus has invited us to come unto Him, all those who are heavy laden. And He promises to give us rest. Father, for those of us who know You personally through Christ, we thank You for all that we have found. We say truly that all that we had longed for, we found underneath the tree. Father, for those who do not know You, Father, we know Your longing for them to turn to You and to trust Your Son and to ask for forgiveness. We thank You for the Lord Jesus, who in His own body bore our sins there on the tree. And in His name we give You thanks. Amen. May the Lord bless you and give you a wonderful Christmas. We hope to see you tonight.
No choir practice tonight.
But next week.
There won't be nobody here.